Okay, let's move on then to the next part of our podcast here. I'd like to talk about employer and employee issues. I think the most welcome announcement that I've heard in the last week or two was actually in respect of RTI. Now, that is outside the budget cycle, but I'm just so excited by it that I've just got to talk about it. And I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about. And that is the recognition by HMRC that the on or before rule would savagely impact on people who ran weekly payrolls. And they're quite common down in the SME space that we largely operate in. And also where they're paid even more frequently. So sort of bar staff paid out of the till at the end of the pub session. Now, there had been some earlier relaxation for daily paid casuals, but it was the weekly payroll that was hurting, especially where you had small businesses that were simply running payrolls every 13 weeks when it came to paying tax time because they were under the £1,500 limit. So that sort of makes sense. So the relaxation here is that until the 5th of October 2013, employers with fewer than 50 employees who find it difficult to do weekly, they can send information by the end of what the HMRC amusingly calls the regular payroll run by no later than the end of the tax month, which in effect will force people who are on weekly payrolls, they can go on paying weekly, but they'll have to report monthly. And that's certainly a step in the right direction. Now, HMRC says they're going to be talking to employer representatives during the summer to sort of talk the thing through, but I wouldn't mind betting that actually they'll keep that in there. So it's a kind of stretched real-time information, and I think it makes perfect sense to me that you'll be reporting not necessarily in real time, but you will be reporting, as it were, in conjunction with your monthly payroll. And that's a lifeline. And everyone's getting excited by that, including the Federation of Small Businesses who have been campaigning with the AAT and the ATT and other SME representatives. So that's just got to be good news. The other employer issue, which caught my eye, caught quite a few eyes actually, is one of these rabbits out the hat, was the proposed changes to Class 1 secondary NIC from 2014. Oh, how I wish this one had come in a year earlier, but it's like all good things, we have to wait for it. But it's in effect, it's a £2,000 employment allowance. And the government is proposing to introduce an allowance of £2,000 a year for all businesses and indeed charities. And that will be offset against their employer Class 1 secondary bills from April 2014. Now, we're not actually clear about the mechanics of that. The statement is that it's going to be claimed as part of the normal payroll process through RTI, but they're looking to engage with various bodies and actually talk about the actual implementation of this measure after the budget 2013. So we are, as we stand, a bit short on the mechanics of that. And it'll be interesting to see how that links in with other NI issues as well. So I think there's a little bit of a wait and see upon that one. But the other thing that caught my eye in this employer-stroke-employee part of the budget speech was the exemption threshold for employment-related loans. Now, for years, we've had a £5,000 limit such that if you had a loan that was made to an employee, providing that loan at any time during a tax year did not exceed £5,000, then that wouldn't actually create a taxable benefit and it wouldn't be reportable. Now, the employee loans, in effect, because that £5,000 threshold has been around for so long that it's become just not useless, but it's become of less use. And people who are commuting quite reasonable distances into work and are allowed to have the classic annual season ticket loan from their employer, they would have been above the £5,000 threshold in some circumstances. So doubling that to £10,000 seems to my eye to be a really sensible measure. Now, we've got to wait just a little bit for that. As I said, that's going to be from 2014. So just like the NIC changes that we've just been talking about, that's not an immediate effect. And there'll be changes made to ITEPA, that's the Income Tax Earning and Pensions Act. And we are expecting, on the basis of the announcements for the legislation to be introduced in Finance Bill 2014, where all the references to 5,000 will simply be doubled to 10,000. I think that's a very good thing. So I'm rather looking forward to that one happening. In terms of benefits in kind, we have to quickly revisit cars. And again, part of the budget cycle, some of this pre-announced, but effectively there are changes to car benefits, and they particularly impact on low CO2 emission cars. And the effect is going to be felt from around about 2015-16 onwards. And I haven't seen anything in the budget which is going to significantly change that. So without going into too fine a detail here, and I will just revisit this on the tax update series, but effectively what it means is that although at the moment it makes great sense to have electric cars and very low CO2 emission cars, and we've already mentioned the capital allowances point, let's just put the car benefit in kind angle on it as well. Let's put that appropriate spin to remind ourselves that, say, for example, an electric car with no CO2 emissions at all, there's no benefit in kind charge for all years up to 2014-15 inclusive. But from 2015-16 onwards, that number rises under the current proposals to a stonking great 13% of the list price. And then in 2016-17, it rises to 15% of the list price. And we're seeing similar hikes down the bottom end of the CO2 emission spectrum as well. It's 2015-16 where we see the pain starting to kick in. And as I said, just to cement the point, I haven't seen anything in the budget that is going to change that.